It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour, coming to you live on August 5th, 2024. Welcome. I hope you all are having a great day already, and I hope you had a good weekend. It's good to be here with you. I am trying to get over to, as quickly as possible, to the chat room, where I encourage you to come and play a little bit. We're having a Leo moon. We're just finishing off that new moon in Leo. I hope it popped for you, the way I talked to you about Leo moons popping. Because they, not Leo moons, but new moons where they pop. They pop when they hit. So at the minute of the new moon, which was yesterday, it was yesterday morning, things probably got a little better, got a little more open. And then we had to wait a little later in the day for Venus to change signs and then Mercury to change directions, which we're going to talk about, right? So come on over. If you're new to the show, go to 12radio.com. And click the chat link on the left-hand side, and it'll bring you over here. I'm just now getting there. There we go. We got a little bit of change-up happening. As you know, as you probably heard, Kat Nicholson is going to be the show after mine. So Christina LaFrance took a break. I would love Christina, miss her, and I know she's coming back to 12 Radio. And Kat had an opportunity to slide over from Tuesdays, which she's been doing forever, and recreate what we used to have back in the early days of radio, where me and Kat were back-to-back. CA was a part of that group. We had a thing going, right? It was fun, and many of you remember. And then it was right after, I think it was right at the end of the Hay House time when, when I was singing on Hay House airwaves, right? So if you come over to the room and you click the comments button at the top right, and then it'll show you the comments, and they're sorted by, it says top comments. Just ignore that. That's Facebook's little hook to try to get you to feel good about what you're doing. And if you come in, you'll see Lynn Goldberg at the top of the room. Hi, Lynn. Welcome. Happy to be here digesting and integrating this astrological buffet. She's so great. Thank you, Lynn. Erica is here from London. Erica, good to have you. Love, love, loving the energies. It's like having a magic wand to wave. Lions are the main event. Leo's new moon, Lionsgate, Mercury retrograde heading back to Leo, and a powerful new sound to Mondays. Look at Erica. You know, that woman didn't miss her calling. She was in marketing forever with Disney, and here she is with us. She's a psychic over at 12 Listen. She's remarkable, and what a lovely spirit to have on your team. Really, you guys, lovely. All of you are so great to have. Truly, good morning, Mark, and all the 12 people listening today. Looking forward to hearing all about what these changes bring. Congratulations to Kat and her new showtime. I know, it's really exciting to have Kat at the, like, after me. Kat, if you've ever, many, all of you have heard Kat's show, I'm sure. She's on Tuesdays. A lot of you can't because maybe that time doesn't work for you or whatever. But now when somebody changes their days, they get a whole new group of energy, a whole new bunch of listeners. Kat often does readings, not always, but she often does readings in the chat room. You can see her psychic mind at work. And she's really in tune. Like, she knows how she's doing, like, if she's burning it up to that day, or if she's like hearing a voice from another place that day. It's amazing to watch, and it's amazing to be a part of. Yes, I'm really thrilled to have her be a part of the lineup. Quelly's in the house. Grand Rising Quelly back at you, sitting here with the new power due to Debbie. Oh, that's right. Here with now power due to Debbie. I wish y'all a blessed Monday. Yeah, that hurricane, please be safe, Quelly. That's got to be interesting. Kat's here. Kat's in the room. So excited to be talking with all of you after Mark's amazing show. Thanks, Kat. It's so good to have you here, hon. Mary Jean, welcome. Erica, thanks for being here. Hello, Mark and family. Good to be here this morning from Dirty Jersey, leaving for Richmond in a bit. Y'all crack me up. Renee's in the house. Hi, Renee. And Laura's here. Thanks, Laura. Welcome. And Erica says she loves Kat and her Gemini energy. I'm telling you, we're going to talk about these Geminis. Gemini and Virgo. We got to talk about Gemini and Virgo today because that's the energy that's sort of what Mercury sort of grabs. And the reason I think Mercury gets such a bad rap is some of our Gemini Virgo friends, it is their ruling planet. So it does affect them. And you know what? The last thing a Virgo needs or a Gemini needs, believe this or not, is to go inward. It's like nails on a chalkboard. They don't want that stuff. If a Virgo goes in, guess what Virgo meets? The critic. Yeah, and guess where that critic is aimed? At them. That's why Virgo's got to keep it going out here. Keep all that criticism happening out here. All that discernment, all that energy aimed at us, right? So we have to have a, we have to be somewhat compassionate. No, we have to always be compassionate, right? But you want to be compassionate to the Geminis and Virgos in your life because they are changing. They do get different. They don't know it. I have a Gemini. I have so many Gemini friends. Venus and Gemini here. So you have a lot of friends in the sign of your Venus, right? Because you tend to appreciate that sign. And I have a friend who says, please never, ever tell me when the Mercury retrograde is. He's that afraid of it. And it's like, okay, okay. And, you know, it's like telling me not to open that door over there that I gotta open. So it always comes out one way or the other. Like it just slips. You know, I'm an astrologer. I gotta talk about this stuff. So I've gotten better at it being a little quiet. But the reason is because they do sense a sort of head turn toward the inside. Now, if you know Gemini's trick is to stay out here, to stay connected to you, to stay connected, period. What makes Kat a great psychic is her Gemini-ness wants to be connected to you. And so she tunes in that intuitive way. So if the energies are saying, wait, you got to look in here, she's trained enough to know when she looks in there, there's more magic to be found. And you can feel that in some Geminis. They actually thrive under the retrogrades. But there's a lot of Gemini Virgos among you who aren't having a good time. You don't like these times. They're not fun. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Because for the rest of us, there is a way to really thrive under a retrograde. And it's more than thrive. It's really using the wave, the current. Like, unless you're a salmon, it's kind of ridiculous to swim upstream. You want to go with the current. And I don't know, poor guys, who what nature conditioning happened to them where they were like, this is fun. We'll go have babies at the go back where we came from, up that waterfall. But lucky for us, they do it because it looks like the bears get a feast. Salmon, like, is a beautiful fish. So anyway, most of us see these retrograde opportunities as a chance to go with the current, to flow in the direction that their mind is taking us. Now, the reason I say the mind is Mercury rules the mind. And the mind, the brain, the thinking brain, is kind of like what defines our reality for us. Like perception is created by projection. Like what we're seeing inside is then filtered through our brain. And then we see, so we could look at the same color and somebody go, ugh, and somebody go, yum. And somebody's like, you know, I don't see color. So, but it's projection makes perception. And if the Mercury retrograde is inward, if Mercury starts to go in a different direction energetically, visually, because it's not really going backwards, right? We all know that. That would be the end of the universe. As we know it, we're passing it in such a way that it looks like it's going backwards. And so what we get a chance to do is see where it's going back to and kind of straighten up. I'm looking back where it goes back to about July 15th, July 16th. So that's when it first went to 27 Leo, which is where I think it stops. No, I think that's, wait a minute. That's where it goes back to. So it's going to go all the way back to that point, July 16th, backwards to that point. If you remember that, like, you might be able to pick out a theme, but most of us can't do that. Life has been too crazy, right? To pick out one solid theme. Now, many of you might have one looming thing that you're sort of paying attention to. But to see Mercury, to use it as an idea that, okay, I am now going to be a little more thoughtful, possibly. I'm also going to see where I messed up last time, and I'm going to do this right this time. For us to then take the same backwards thinking mind and say, oh, I better not do that because it's a retrograde. It's kind of crazy, right? You're already not thinking straight. And so, and so now we're using that same mind to make a decision about what we should and should not be doing. It doesn't work that way. If you stay connected as much as possible to your desires, to what you want, it's not going to be hard for you to know what to do. If you get a job offer, do you know how many people have told me they had a job offer during a retrograde and they wouldn't take it because of the retrograde? That's using the same crazy mind to make a decision that you're afraid of making. So you're afraid of making a crazy decision, so you do it under a time when you're more likely to make crazy decisions. And I'm not saying that retrogrades make crazy decisions either. What I'm saying is fear is the irrational thing here, not Mercury. Fear is the problem because you think you know more than the flow of your life, than the flow of the universe, than the metaphors that the planets create. You think you know more. And so, uh-oh, it's retrograde. I know more than the universe, so I'm going to do this and try to trick Mercury. It's silly, guys. So all this fear and all this hype and all this stuff, you change by a simple decision. Now, Virgos, people with strong Virgo, Geminis, people with strong Gemini, that's moon, rising, sun, Virgo, moon, rising, suns. You guys notice what your mind is doing. Notice the internal nature of it. We used to have a club called Children of Virgo Parents. Many of you know it. Many of you are in the club with us. You know, John and I both had Virgo mothers. And I was thinking on my walk the other day that one of the tests to see if you really had a Virgo parent is you stretch. This is how my mind worked yesterday. You stretch saran wrap over your eyes. And then you put fabric up, and if you can identify the fabric, if you can identify the fabric, then you had a Virgo parent. I think it's hilarious because if you had a Virgo parent, typically, likely, not 100%, because Virgo shows up in very different ways. But my Virgo mother was a plastic furniture cover, and so I don't even know what the fabric was in this stuff, right? And then she dies, the plastic was molded to the fabric. I mean, it was just stuck there. And so it's like, okay, but I remember thinking that would be a great test to see if Virgo, if you really had a Virgo parent, you will be able to notice what this fabric is behind your saran wrap eyes. Plastic wrap or saran wrap, if you don't know what that is. So the idea being that Virgos do see life through a filter, and that filter is a synthesis. It's like this synthesizer, this thing that's trying to sort grains of sand. It's a sifter. And so they're at every moment trying to figure out the right move, the right way, the right thing, the right da 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 da. Can you imagine that a Virgo mind is doing that? And though they may not be doing it in that sort of way, if you know a Virgo, even, and I lived with one of the messiest Virgos in the world. My first roommate was a Virgo and just like really messy, but the same mind where things had to make sense in a certain way, in a certain order, in a certain day, blah, blah, blah. And you could see that he was doing that to himself, but you could see it out here. And I have a lot of Virgo friends who are analyzing all the nuances of their life, of their daily life, of their daily moments, of the daily behavior they need to take. None of it translates into an actual feeling, very rarely, except the common Virgo feeling of disgust. I'm just disgusted. I have Jupiter in Virgo. I know disgust in a big way. So here, Mercury in the sky is in Virgo, slowing down, starting to go backwards, appear to go backwards. Remember, this is all the how it appears. And we use planets as a metaphor, not as an actual energy event that's happening. We're using them as sort of like we're one and the same. So if Mercury is moving backwards, so are you. Automatically, not because Mercury is appearing to move backwards. It's because Mercury is just reflecting you. And so we have this thing that says, okay, if Mercury's like, if my mind is starting to look at things a little differently, a little more thoughtfully, a little more internally, why is that in my highest good? Oh, I know. It's in your highest good so you don't start something new under it, right? No, that's silly. It's in your highest good so you don't go buy something. It's in your highest good so something breaks on you. All of it is silly. If you're taking the power of Mercury in Virgo and seeing it as coming back to this point again, then you have this amazing opportunity to see the filter that you're looking at your life through. And you get a chance to change the filter. And I can bet you 90% of what y'all are thinking, and I am in that boat of y'all, is disgust, fed up, tired, all of it. That's part of what's happening. And here's the difference in how we deal with it. If you say, I'm disgusted, this is disgusting, it's disgusting, I'm the blah, blah, it's like then you're the victim of this event and you just have to write it out because now you're a martyr. You get to martyr yourself on the wall of disgust with all the past things because you can't overcome it, or you're the helpless victim of it. Or, and that's one way to do it. I'm not judging it, a little bit maybe, but not really, not too much. The other thing you could do is see that this is what disgust looks like in me. This is the disgust shoved up my butt by every parent that was nasty or every adult when I was a child. This was the disgust that I feel when I think about my mom's plastic couches and the helplessness of a kid not getting it. Not all that you feel is you're dirty too, because this stuff is being protected from you, which is fine. I'm not into making kids feel like that their crap doesn't stink either. So it's not a thing. We all encounter disgust in life. We all encounter the obstacles we have to overcome, but how we overcome them is the big thing. You either swim in it and do your sort of victim-y place that you want to be, or you see that you're doing that and opt for something different, another choice. And that is where Mercury comes in. Allowing you to see the choice that you're making, allowing you to see just how unbelievably in control you really can be. So as it goes backwards, and as we're sort of looking at these things, a couple things I want to remind you of. If you're seeing things about yourself you want to improve, if you're seeing things about yourself that disgust you, if you're seeing things in other people that disgust you, you aren't any of those things, right? You're not the disgust, but you get to recognize how you react to it. And that's a beautiful thing. And Mercury opens that door for us a little clearly, a little more directly. Mercury says to us, I can see now. I see what I'm doing here. I see the choice I have to make. That's what a retrograde gives us, the chance to see. You're making a choice. It's funny. It so comes back to my Leonie when I talk about Leos and the difference. I used to explain the difference between a Leo moon and a Leo sun. Person who has a Leo moon, person who has a Leo sun or Leo rising. The Leo suns aren't really that dramatic. They're just sort of like, you know, they are drama, but they're The Leo moon needs drama. It needs it. So if you spill milk at the table, you know, somebody knocked over. Remember that when you were young, spilled over milk and the hysteria in my family, it was hysteria. The oh my God, get up, get a towel, blah, 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 blah. And I always found that I love don't cry over spilt milk. It's like, yeah, I cried every time that milk was spilt because it was so nasty. But because the reaction is so terrible. So our reactions matter, and how we're reacting to the circumstances that were provided, how we're reacting to this Mercury retrograde is really such an opportunity to choose something wise, way wiser than disgust, right? Or recognize the disgust and go, you know what? That's there. That's a part of me. I see it. That's my knee-jerk reaction to everything. But there's this that I can be grateful for. There's this I can be happy for. There's this that isn't happening to me that I'm really thrilled about. So Mercury is in Virgo. It will go back to Leo. Erica mentioned that in her post. And it'll go back to Leo about the, just right about, looks like the 15th of August. It'll go back into the sign of Leo. Now see, that means it's going to revisit Virgo again. But it's going to go back into Leo. So we won't spend a lot of time here fully in just disgust, because there's more to Mercury and Virgo than disgust. There's also service. There's also kindness. One thing that, you know, I could say is my mom had great compassion. She didn't like people being mistreated, and she didn't like things being that she could make a difference in without actually breaking a nail or something like that. She loved being able to make a difference, whatever it was. Especially for underdogs, for people who didn't have it as good. And that's another good thing about this Mercury retrograde here. We're going to see an opportunity to see where we can make a difference. That's a big opening that occurs. Now there's another component to this Mercury retrograde, and it's Venus. Venus is changing signs yesterday. I think it did today. It changed into Virgo today. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Venus and Virgo, because what we're doing is we're entering the Virgo zone. If you haven't noticed, we're kind of getting ready for fall. Y'all may not feel like it's fall yet, but it's coming. Just like everything, we're going to be talking about the cold weather and the bitter cold reports and the blizzard, whatever they call them, blizzard bombs. Remember those? Now we have heat domes and blizzard bombs. It's fun. Meteorologists are having a good time these days. So when Venus is sort of like this planet that has been in Leo, it's been what you're appreciating. It had to do with hair. Have you noticed a lot of you maybe looking at issues with hair? The mane. Also issues with your pride, you know, like who sees me? Who sees me in the way I want to be seen? Well, it's going into Virgo too. And Venus in Virgo is a little different than Mercury in Virgo, because Venus is basically what we appreciate. And now we're starting to appreciate that little refinement that Mercury wants us to have. We're appreciating the alone time that we need. We're appreciating the sort of like perfect union of things, the order that things fall into. And I can promise you, as a Jupiter and Virgo person, whenever you think about the universe in perfect order, it's soothing. I mean, trust me, if you could put your Jupiter anywhere, you probably, if you knew astrology, wouldn't put it in Virgo. And the reason is because it's like, okay, there's a, you know, you can get lost into this sort of maze of system analysis and how things work. So it's cool. And the reason I say that is because, yeah, it's making the best of what we have. It's learn, like, I can get off on the system thing. I really can enjoy the idea that there is a perfect order somewhere. I don't necessarily believe it. I'm too cynical, and that's a Virgo trait, to believe in everything is sort of like divinely intervened and that affirmations solve the world's problems and things like that. As you all know, I'm way more cynical than that. But I recognize the cynicism as a useful amusement for myself. Venus coming into Virgo is going to help us really just appreciate how things, the minimalization of things, how we can do without and be so okay, how we can help and be okay, how we can offer up. This will be the donation season. If you have things to donate, this is the time to do it. This is the time to call your Goodwills and your VA vets and all the people who pick up, drop off, homeless shelters, anything, and donate. Because this is the Virgo season. This is where it'll feel really good. Okay? It's like a little virtue signaling thing here. But Virgos need it. Because they are so self-critical that if they do something good, it's okay to let them give themselves a pat on the back. I remember when I first heard about virtue signaling, I had just come back to Facebook. I was all proud. I got my shot, my COVID shot, and Facebook asked me, did I get it? And then put this banner on that I did not put. So I got my shot. And the first post was this giant attack on my virtue signaling that I got a shot. And this woman goes, well, here, let me list what I got. And she's like, I got my vitamin B12. I totally didn't get it. I missed the whole point of what she was doing, but it was sort of like she was, you know, saying that because I got a shot and I told everybody I got a shot, I was virtue signaling because aren't I special? I get it now. I see that. It's like, all right, already, you know. I think if that was my intent, I'd feel it a little worse than it wasn't my intent. I didn't care. I was like, whatever. That I think that's like, let's encourage everybody to be healthy. That's what I was thinking at the time. But now the controversy, you all understand it. And it's like, okay. But the attack was like, wow. And I think she represents what we do. If I didn't have any Velcro there or guilt there, it wouldn't have mattered to me. But I obviously had something that her attack could stick to. And I want you to remember that, especially under these Virgo cycles. If you're feeling somebody's attack, if you're feeling a little oversensitive, you can't, if you didn't have one half of the Velcro in you, it wouldn't stick. Like if you have black hair and somebody says, I hate blondes and I hate you because of your blonde hair, you'd be like, huh? You're a nut. But if, because you clearly they're not seeing the world right, right? It doesn't fit you. But if it does fit you, you have the Velcro and that sticks to you and you're like, wow, that hurt my feelings. So my point is, if you believe it somewhere deep in there that they're right, it'll hurt. So use hurt as a way to see places in you that could use a little love, not ways to fix somebody else's not doing it to you anymore. Nothing takes place out here. Okay, you guys, the fix it does not happen out here. Very rarely. It happens in here. So if somebody hurts your feelings, somebody says, you hurt my feelings, which I have zero tolerance for, by the way. Like, if somebody tells me that, it's like, now I feel you're controlling me. And I'm not going to let that happen. I feel that. Literally, if you're like, you hurt my feelings, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to kill you. Because I'm not going to change. And if that hurt your feelings, then you got some work to do. Or you could clarify something with me, but I'm sorry, you must feel something going on in there, especially if it wasn't intended to hurt your feelings. That's even worse. If something I just said being me hurts your feelings, I'm sorry, you got to deal with it. You know how many, especially, you know, I remember the Virgos specifically, how many Virgos have walked away from my show because they were offended at something I said, which is a Virgo thing to do, right? Like get offended and leave. That's what Astraea did, the goddess, when humans were acting all competitive and evil and mean and trying to rip each other off. She's like, I'm out. I'm going to go watch wheat grow. And so she did that. Well, the same here. When I've offended Virgos, I remember a woman that worked for me. And I was making a joke. My mom was a Virgo and I was doing the Virgo Children Club and I was really having a good time making fun of Virgos. They're really fun to tease. If you've never teased a Virgo, oh my God, they're so fun. She wrote me a note. And I remember this. I was at my dad's funeral. And I had to keep my phone on mute in my pocket because I'm running a company of, you know, 50 people. I had to at least be available. And I get this ding in my, and I look and it's from her and she's like, I am so tired of you attacking Virgos. You're like the embodiment of evil. And I quit. I was like, I loved it because it was like saved me from having to fire somebody. But it also was like, wow, it's like, what are you hearing? And so it taught me a lot. And it was so perfectly because I had just really gotten into the archetype of Virgo and what they do. So I'm telling you this because you are now under that influence. You're under the influence of my feelings got hurt. You're under the influence of the self-critic that will see every flaw. And Mercury is not going to help you not see those. And so what you can do, and that's why I'm so grateful that Venus came along, because that's part of the flow here. Venus is like, oh, come on, lighten up. All right, so you have three eyes, whatever. Put makeup on the middle one. Like, easy peasy. You're going to see your flaws, you guys. And you're going to hate them, and then you're going to surf the internet, look at your social media and see how beautiful everybody is and how happy everybody is. You know, I will not open TikTok. I will not open Facebook except to come and talk to you. I'm not surfing around this shit. I don't want to know how everyone else is dealing with a better life than me. I don't care. Or worse, it doesn't matter. I have enough. Please. I love you that you come out to see me on Facebook and talk in the chat room, but please, I mean, I'm not digging around there. And if you and people, so I DM'd you, and I'm like, oh God. And it's so perfect that that DM sound direct message, right, stands for that. Sounds like damned you, because you did. It's okay, though. I want you to write me any way you know how. I want you to play with me. It's all good, but also, you know, just know why I don't play a lot of the media. Now, having said that, I want to thank some of you who went to Frederick Woodruff's Substack and signed up. He's an amazing mind, an amazing astrologer. I so appreciate you. He wrote me a thank you. He's such a dear soul. So if you get that like urge, his name is Frederick Woodruff, Woodruff. Go say hi, join his Substack. You will not be sorry. The stuff is brilliant. Okay. Good astrologer. He also just threw some cards down for the vice president. Very cute. Very sweet what he does. And he's very supportive of the community. So, something for you to check out. And thank you, though. Those of you that went and told him that I sent you, that was so sweet because I got to be a hero for a minute there. That was fun. All right. I'm going to check on you. Hang on with me. Let me hit refresh. Lane said, Mark, that Velcro metaphor is priceless. Time for all of us to moisturize. Isn't that the truth? I love it. Thank you, Lane. Okay, give me a second here, you guys. I get so a little lost here. I gotta do the comments thing. There we go. 33 comments. And then I have to change it to all comments so I see all of you, and then I can, okay, here we are. Thank you, thank you. All right. Hold on. Okay. Oh, there we are. All right. Good morning, Mark, from Pamela. Good morning, Maya. Thank you for being here. Charlene, out walking my daughter's sweet little Juniper. Oh, look at little Juniper. Oh, cute. Jackie Walsh, heaven help us. Holding hands with Mark Hudson, the 22 Horde. Happiness abounds and the stars shine bright. Jackie, you really are an angel. I mean that. Linus, hi, Mark. Happy Leo new moon. Yes, new moon, you guys. I didn't even talk about that. Thank you, Linus, for the reminder. Serena's in the house. Serena's got the show Mondays, too. She's part of the power lineup. Hi, Serena. And she's also an advisor at one, too. Thank you for being here. She said, looking forward to hearing about everything going on. We are certainly feeling the big movements here. I bet. Oh, my gosh. Welcome, Serena. Joni's in the house. You've always made Mondays great. And now with Cat following, oh, my, now even better. Joni, big hugs back. You guys, you get this, right? You're more than the cherry on top. It doesn't happen without you. It doesn't even exist without. Who would I be talking to? Where would I get any inspiration from? It wouldn't happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's very sweet. Pamela, I promise to try and work with the retrograde instead of whining about it. I love a good challenge. Could be my Gemini rising. Here's the thing, Pamela. work with it for sure. But once you get that it's messing with you, blame it. Me and Jackie Walsh, I love Jackie Walsh because she's like, do it. She'll take a little piece and then remind me later, and she puts it to work. Like, so she was like, even today, saying it's fun to blame things. It is so fun. Blame Mercury all you want. Just know that you're blaming it, and wink, wink, right? It's like, because then you get to, like, when else do we get to make all these mess ups and then not have something to blame? When Mercury isn't retrograde, people go, is it a retrograde? Because we're looking for something to blame. It's like, not me, please. So deep down inside, you know it's us. We got work to do. We should have cleaned that thing up earlier. We should have blah, blah, blah. We should have blah, 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 whatever the shoulds are, right? But Mercury's retrograde. So guess what? Blame Mercury. I am. But do it with a wink. Do it like not with this dread. Here, so now we have a reason to celebrate Mercury coming. Oh my God, my reason to blame why life isn't working, right? I love this. I love it so much. So Pamela, yes, do your best to be challenged to see the fun in it. But man, you can hate it. It's okay. It's okay. Good morning, Terry. She says, love hearing about this new moon Lionsgate's energy. You know, I never acknowledge the Lionsgate, and I'll talk about that. We have time. It's a point. It's a date where it's a fixed star, right? That opens up a portal energetically. I have no idea about portals and things like that. I am so cynical, you guys. I love that we have a reason to celebrate. You know, I remember the harmonic convergence. I don't remember anything converging or being harmonic, but I celebrated it. Jupiter and Virgo, man. Don't come back with a Jupiter and Virgo, or do whatever. Okay. Lionsgate energy during my birthday. Wait a minute. Did the Lionsgate already happen? Maybe it did happen. See how out of touch I am with that little phenomenon? Sorry about that if it did, you guys. And happy birthday, Terry. The most important part of your post. I'm sorry. Lori Love's in the house. So excited to be following Kat. I know, Lori, isn't that cool? So it's going to be the lineup. We start with Carolyn and Jay, who had a great show this morning. Thank you guys for all you do to get us warmed up. And also the dialogue just really gets me thinking. And then we have me, and then Kat, and then we have Lori Love, and then Jamie, Dawn, and then Serena. So it's, oh, wait a minute. Did I just omit Kat? So it's me, Kat Nicholson, Lori Love, Jamie, Dawn, Serena. And so Kat coming after is kind of like the heralding of a new, it's really like the definition of new age, because new age is old stuff, right? But it's new and it's renewed. And so Kat being after me is like, it's exciting because, man, I don't know, like the old days, synergy. Hi, Ali Shea, thanks for being here. And Ricketts, thank you. Good morning. For me, it's all about getting my healthy body back. I've been walking 3 miles a day for at least 3 weeks. Cap, Sun, Scorpio, Moon, Pisces rising. Oh, good, Ricketts. Yeah, absolutely. Sending good vibes. They said, Ricketts said, send good vibes their way. We're sending them. And 3 miles is amazing. And for 3 weeks, you've been doing that. So be sure. So you guys remember the gratitude board at 1-2-Listen. Leave a note. Leave a comment about something you're grateful for. Fill that thing up. We read them. We don't know who you are when you leave the post, but we read them. And they uplift everybody. When you can see something you're grateful for, even if it hasn't happened yet. Happy health to you, Ricketts. You got this. You got this. Because you aren't your body. So your body can do what it does, and you're still radiant. And you'll bring your body along with you in that radiance. Alicia, you didn't have to have a Virgo mother to have plastic on all the furniture, living room to chairs. No, you're right. I forget that. Other mothers and fathers chose plastic furniture too. You're right, Alicia. Didn't have to be a Virgo. Hi, all. From Laura. Hey, Lara. Lara, maybe. Hey, Lara. Lynn, I'm in the club, Mom. I remember the plastic on the couch. She's in Virgo. I knew you were, Lynn. I think I remember that for sure. Eva, thank you. Good morning. I'm Scorpio with Moon in Virgo. Can be very judgmental. Oh, my God, Eva, you can. I have the same thing. I mean, and I don't see it as a bad thing. We're going to judge, right? It happens. You judge. You got look at this and say, I like it. I don't. Judgment is like, I like it. And here's why I don't. Right. And then being okay with it is where it needs to stop. If we like it, here's why I don't. I'm an idiot for not why I don't. I need to change that. That's judge. That's really just self-judgment. So we want to try to change that as much as we can. Just love, right? Just sort of like it's, I do, I judge everything, everything. I mean, it's truly why people, I can feel people who don't know me are scared of me. They can see me going, and I'm looking like a pig anyway. Like I'm not anything. But I look up and down like I can see myself doing it. I don't do it on purpose, but I'm like, whatever. Oh my God. Jennifer's in the house. Hi, Jennifer Locksmith Dove. She's also a reader at 1-2-Listen, and she's an Aries with a Pisces moon visiting us saying hi, and she's a great astrologer too. She also has an astrology channel on YouTube, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. It's linked. It might be linked at 1-2-Listen. It may not be. I don't know, but you can find her. So I'm reloading, and then we're going to... Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about the new moon. That is so funny. You all cracking me up. Okay. Once the new moon hit at 13 degrees of Leo, if you have anything at 13, especially if you're a Scorpio moon or an Aquarius moon or a Leo moon or suns count too, then there might be a struggle. There might be this sort of battle that you feel within you. Like, so for Aquarians who had this, this could be the, I can overcome, this is an overcoming energy. You can overcome, you'll feel supported once you make the right decision. And you'll know you made the right decision because something will lift for you. Okay? And so, but if you're a Scorpio moon or a Taurus moon, it might be, or a Taurus sun too, it might feel like there's a conflict, like there's a push-pull against your sense of self. Like it might feel like somebody's withholding your ability to feel good about who you are. See, it might have to do with somebody else. It might have to do with just a choice you're making about like being stuck in this moment. What's beautiful about having it be a square, it's called a square when it's 90 degrees apart. That would be Taurus and for Tauruses and Scorpios. That it also gives energy for movement and change. There's a great amount of energy here. It's a 90-degree angle. You can change. You use this energy to push forward. So if you're a Scorpio and you've sort of been ruminating, and it looks like the world's happier than you, which is a common Scorpio thing. Everyone's happier than me. Everyone does it better than me. Scorpios can wallow like Virgo. They're cousins, right, in the wallow department. And so when you're confronted with a Leo moon, it's sort of like, oh my God, you get to see where your self-esteem is. And it's like, oh, shoot, it's in the gutter. The problem is, it's just an observation. You shift it. Oh yeah, I am in the gutter. My head's in the gutter. I feel like crap. I'm tired all the time. Right? And you acknowledge it. But here's the difference in what we just talked about. Don't go judgy. Just acknowledge it. It's a fact. I'm dragging my ass, right? So whatever the observation about what you're doing is, it's keep it as an observation. When you start assigning meaning to it, like this is a bad thing, or worry, because it's potentially a bad thing, then basically what you're doing is you're setting yourself up to feel judged and you dug a hole a little deeper for yourself that's harder to get out of. But this new moon means that the moon's going to get brighter each second, each minute as we work toward a full moon. And after Leo, yes, the moon goes into Virgo, so we'll have three great planets in Virgo. I love you, Virgo, but please, enough with the analysis. It used to be the thing. I mean, I remember friends, we'd call them processes. Let's process this. Make the coffee, and we'd analyze and dig and speculate, and it was absolutely fun and probably absolutely unproductive, right? We wouldn't get to anywhere because we used to believe insight was the gift. Insight was the cure. Ah, remember? Now I know why I'm afraid of the dark. But I'm still scared of the dark. The insight didn't change anything. Okay, but it does give you a chance at compassion. And that's what we're shooting for here, right? Compassion. I'm tired, right? I've been tired actually a lot. And I'm like, I'm over being tired. So but I get like in this little attitude. Like, it's because you're old. It's because you're lazy. It's because of what you eat. It's because you don't walk enough. It's because that. And let me tell you, if I'm doing that just about being tired, then what do you think I'm doing about if I got sick? Or what do you think the world does when people get sick? Because that's a common way to be. We look for cause. So somebody gets sick, and what's the first thing the Virgo mind does? Is it lung cancer? Were they smokers? Did they ever smoke? Ever? Like, okay, now you have someone to blame. Is that what this is? This person? It's crazy how much we love that. But it doesn't help, especially because if you're doing that about somebody else, guess what you're doing to yourself? Same damn thing, probably 5 million times worse. So if you like finding people being wrong, stupid, lazy, whatever the judgments are, if you like that, we know what you do to yourself. And it's not helpful. So this new moon is kind of about bringing some awareness. Like the high zone of Leo is mastery. It isn't ego. It's mastery. It's I'm a pro now. I'm good at this. And that's what Leo's gift is. It's a fixed sign, so it stays on the task, and it won't give up. It doesn't stop. And it's keep putting that rays of sunshine, keeps putting it. So a Leo at their highest is amazing. Every sign at their highest is amazing. Leo at their amazing, at their best, at their highest, at their is the mastery of something. And it could be something simple, like I mastered my low self-esteem, or I mastered hating my dad, you know, or whatever. So we have that going for us this cycle. So we had the new moon, then so we have this issue of ego and self-esteem, and then we had Mercury that sort of like was going to make sure we analyzed it, and then Venus at the same time to make sure we don't hate on ourselves too much. How beautiful is that? It's like, even though the planets aren't doing that to us, they are showing us that we have a preference to be kind to ourselves in this cycle. So how about it? How about a little kindness for yourselves? I say yay. Okay, so here's the deal. Peggy is also on the new lineup. She's on my angels. She's taking Kat's show on Tuesday. But she's under the weather, and it's going to happen a week from Tuesday. So she wanted everyone to know that, and she sends her love. She's still doing readings, but her voice is gone for just having to talk for an hour. She couldn't do that, but she can still do readings. She can still do chat. Just doing a full show, it would sound horrible, and she was not feeling it for you guys mostly. So that'll be in a week from Tuesday. That's one of the other changes. Weather-wise, we're in the spring cycle and summer cycle of the moon. So this week should feel a little refreshed, feel more energy each day as we go forward. If you're starting to feel like the negative effects of the Mercury retrograde, blame it. Have some fun. Blame it. Just know what you're doing. Okay. All right. Anything else happening this week? I said summer, spring and summer. We're in the fall and winter part of this week. This is the Virgo. This is autumn cycle. So this week will feel more like autumn. I apologize for that. I was looking at the wrong piece of paper. Mark's Power Peak, the password is 12Radio because we were celebrating Kat's arrival today. She's getting warmed up. You guys are getting warmed up. What we have to do here is make sure that you are raring to go. Like, get some questions ready. Stay in the chat. Like, let's give her a warm welcome. I think we're done. Yep. I have to say goodbye consciously, though. Let me see if you all have any questions, and then I'm going to, like, give some room for Jay to go get Kat and get her started on her first day. Because it can be nerve-wracking, like, you know, when you're just starting and it's a new day and you got to get the system together. Hang on, you guys. I'm going to hit refresh and come and say goodbye to you consciously. Oh, please. comments. Thank you. And all comments. Thank you very much. There we go. All right. All right. So oh, it's August 8th, you guys. Thank you. Okay, Alicia and Lynn are telling me it's 8-8, the Lions Gate Roar. All right, I'll educate myself on it a little better. So 8-8 is the Lions Gate. That's great. I should know that, how many years it's been. But, you know, it's not really it is kind of an astrological thing, I guess. But it's a fixed star, right, that the center of the Earth is hitting or something like that. Sorry, Hobby's all excited about Lions Gate. So Pamela's going to report next week, and I'll give us a list of all the shit she's blaming Mercury for. Sorry. Hold on. Let me yell at them real quick. Okay. He doesn't listen, but at least he knows I'm yelling. Oh, good. Thanks, Renee. I didn't miss it. Okay, I'm going to pay attention, you guys. We'll see what happens. 8-8. So if you have 8 degrees of Leo in... Wait a minute. No, it's not 8 degrees of Leo. It's August 8th. So there's a point. It might be 15 Leo. Is that what it is? See, you guys, I'm so uneducated about the Lion's Gate. But thank you for getting my back. Lori Love is saying, I analyze is the key word for Virgo. It's going to be a tough one to shake. I think you should analyze. You should just know that you're doing it. And it's the conclusions of the analysis, not taking it seriously, not making conclusions about it. Like, okay, I analyze this. This sucks. This is awful. And the therefore I'm a bad person or therefore it's bad, those things you can throw away. But the analysis, psh, who cares? That's great. Okay, so thank you for the Lionsgate information. I'm sorry. Some things are just not like progressions and solar returns. They sort of like, I'm all about the natal chart, right? So everybody's got their expertise. I'll get into the Lionsgate at some point. I know a lot of my team is into it. All of you guys seem to be into it. So 8-8, August 8th, even though, like I said, the harmonic convergence I slept through. And we'll see. Okay, you guys, listen. Thank you so much for being you. Go right on the gratitude board at 12listen.com. At the left-hand side, just click, put something up that you're grateful for. We're not tracking it. We don't know who you are, anything. You are completely safe. Be anonymous. Have some fun. Be thankful. Put the thanks out there. And most of all, you guys, this week, let's be super amazingly kind to ourselves, because that will naturally flow out to other people. But try to be a little, lighten up a little bit on yourselves, especially if you're feeling a little depressed, because this stuff can be heavy if you get into a sinkhole that sort of just doubles down on just how awful things are and blah, blah, blah. If you can sort of send yourself a lifeline, do. If you need a lifeline, reach out to a friend, someone that loves you, or call 12listen.com. Let those guys talk you down. They're amazing. All right, 5 minutes to go for the amazing Kat Nicholson. Psychic Kat is up. Stay in the chat room, you guys. She'll take care of you. Kat, welcome. Have a wonderful show. You guys, thank you so much. I'll see you same time next week, okay? Thank you.